from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tomorrow, let's get on to more important things than Vince frickin' Papale.
See? Poke the bear.
Yeah. Michigan, Iowa, Big Ten Championship.
Yes.
If the unexpected happens, where would this rank as far as most devastating losses for Michigan football? And I'll throw this out there. What is currently the most disappointing loss in the Detroit, in your Detroit / yep. Michigan State fandom? Yep.
Yes. Your team, whether it's the Lions right. or the Wolverines. Mm-hmm. Where would this rank?
Or the biggest letdown. Biggest letdowns.
I think
because most
would...
people, I'd say, you know, even though I picked Iowa to cover, I think most people are picking Michigan to win the football game.
Yes.
And Michigan fans are already trying to figure out how they're going to go. Oh, where are we going to go? Miami or Dallas?
Right. Yeah, Dallas.
Let's wait.
Make your reservations.
Oh, you've heard that? That's what it's going to be?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's my hope. Yes. That they go to Dallas. I'd rather go to Dallas than Miami.
Did you guys hear, by the
really?
Way,
that...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even close.
Oh.
Dallas or Miami?
Jansen on South Beach? Come on, seriously.
Oh. You know I still
You're making
to
my
South
point
Beach.
For me.
Oh, man. Prime 112, the restaurant?
Nah. Oh.
Nah. Cocaine?
No. Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Say hello to your little friend.
Yes. Yeah, I'd much rather go to Dallas. I got other reasons, though. That's where I met my wife.
Okay.
And there's just a lot of reasons. I think, I mean, Dallas to me, again, it comes down to the menu.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
That's for
Another
Monday.
Yes.
That's for
Hopefully.
Monday.
Hopefully.
Yes. I think this would be one of the biggest letdowns. I think this would actually be the biggest letdown because we've never faced a time where you're going – into a championship game. Like, we've had championship matchups where, like, in 97, all right, if we beat Ohio State, we won the Big Ten. So that was the de facto championship game. But we didn't have to face a team from the East. We didn't have to come down off of a great high because the moment was so great in Ann Arbor last weekend. You were there.
I know.
I mean, we both commented on the atmosphere.
It was unbelievable.
The moment was terrific. And we've heard, you know, Aiden Hutchinson after the game say, this is the greatest day of my life. And then all of a sudden, if you come up short in Indianapolis, the letdown would be immense. I think bigger than anything that we've, at least in my lifetime,
okay,
I've had to face. There's been worse losses.
Okay, here's the one that I think would be equal or probably, in my mind, worse, was when they went to Columbus as a favorite and gave up 62 points. I think Michigan fans, while they respected Ohio State, thought that Michigan was going to win the game. And, oh, my God, we have this great defense. It's great, 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 great. And we just completely pooped the bed.
Yeah.
Now, they were favorites. And, obviously, they're favorite here tomorrow. I don't. You're right. I mean, it's close.
Well, no question, it's close. I think this would be a bigger letdown because – while at that time, you still had to slay the dragon.
Right.
All right, now you've slayed the dragon, and now you got to try and find a way to beat Finland.
Yes, they should. He should play that clip in the locker room.
This is, obviously it's not the U.S. national team, but for those of us in the state of Michigan, this is the biggest. You just beat the Russians.
Yeah.
I mean, you really, now you got to face Finland
right.
for the gold.
Right.
And if you come up short, I don't think that last Saturday's game will be forgotten, but it will not be remembered in the same light as it should be.
I think the biggest, 248-539-9797, I think the biggest letdown as a Detroit sports community that we faced was when the Wings had Game 7 at home against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Everybody expected them to win that game.
Yeah.
They're at home. Yeah, they lost Game 6. They were up, you know.
So what?
So what? We're going to win at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost. And
I agree with that, Stoney.
That to me, I mean, yeah, you know, overall, maybe you might say the 95 Devils series in a whole and in, you know, totality.
Yeah.
You know, because they were favored to win that. But 97, you know, I mean, not 97, 2009, when they're home, Game 7, you really thought they were going to, I mean, everybody was
very, they were up 3-2 in the series and lost 2-1 games after they had beat them, what, 5-0 in Game 5?
Yeah.
It was just, yeah. I mean, everybody was, it was a Friday. Everybody thought the celebration was on. There was a feeling, you know, kind of like that Avs Game 7, which was also a Friday, that the Wings were going to kind of duplicate something like that almost. Yeah. And it just, Max Talbot, shorthanded out of the box.
I don't know that there's anything that could top the disappointment of that or what would be the disappointment we would feel early Sunday morning.
Yeah. Or Monday morning.
Yeah. Or Monday morning.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
248-539-9797. That's the ticket text and the phone number. Here's some text. Michigan State losing to Alabama in the playoffs. But did you expect to win that game?
I don't think they expected to get blown out.
No.
No, I think they expected to hang around, and I thought the Cook pick.
Yes, right before halftime. Yeah, that was bad. Trouble with the snap has to be near the top for the most recent disappointing loss for me. That's Matt in a car hauler.
Yeah,
disappointing.
Very disappointing, yes.
Lions at home versus Atlanta. Golden Tate down at the one. Last game I attended. Won't go back. Never seen a crowd's mood change so fast.
I think you have. It was the Tucker field goal.
Yeah.
I've never heard a more silenced stadium in my life.
Wings, Penguins, Game 709, hands down the most devastating loss in my life. That's from Trevor. Biggest letdown has to be the 2006 Detroit Tigers. Yeah, but as Rieger says, it's just because they had the layoff. Yeah, great. 2005 NBA Finals. I love the Pistons going to work teams. They went back-to-back. I thought they'd be remembered as an all-time great team. The Game 7 loss was a heartbreaker. David in Southfield. That's true. Now, if this is true, we'll have to check this. Way to go. Vince Papale was diagnosed with colorectal cancer in 2001. Papale has recovered from the disease to become a spokesman, encouraging people to get regular checkups. Oh. Way to go, Vince.
Yeah.
Vince and Jamie. Who would have known? Paul in Lincoln Park, you're 97.1 The Ticket.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, this loss would be the worst loss, if we lost, I should say, ever. I was at Colorado for the Hail Mary. I was at App State, unfortunately, and this loss would be more hurtful and shameful, in my opinion, than either of those put together.
Shameful, and, huh?
I think it would be hurtful. I don't know if it would be shameful.
Well, I mean, I know Iowa's not, you know, the dredge of the Big Ten, but, I mean, we're rolling, you know? And if something was to just throw a monkey wrench in the plan or something, oh, man, it would just suck so bad.
Oh, I don't disagree. Right? It would suck. It would, I mean, all of the above. But I don't necessarily know that it would be shameful.
Would it compare to, 2018 when they went to Columbus and gave up 62?
Oh, well,
now that,
I mean,
that seemed more shameful than hurtful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, yeah. But if I may, real quick, me and my dad were parallel to the end zone where the Hail Mary landed in the Colorado game, and before it happened, he said, let's go, I want to beat the traffic. As we were crossing the street to Pioneer High School to get to our car, we heard 100,000 people collectively groan. And he goes, I think we just lost.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's another topic we'll do another day, leaving early stories, because I have tons of them.
Another thing with that, too, is I thought Keith Jackson's call in that was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it was.
So, what's the worst, what's the best call in the worst-case scenario loss or whatever for you? Trouble with the snap.
Okay,
it was classic. But Keith Jackson, it never forget him. He goes, incredible! It was crazy.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.